Saskatchewan. After almost 2 years since its formation, the Police Serious Incident Response Team Amendment Act 2021 officially came into force on January 1. SIRT members are tasked with investigating incidents where serious injury or death have occurred while in police custody, as a result of officer actions, or where sexual assault and interpersonal violence involving police are alleged to have occurred. These changes will allow the SIRT to engage in any serious incident involving police, from initiating a full investigation to reviewing, overseeing, assisting or delegating one, Minister of Justice and Attorney General Bronwyn Eyre said. The act coming into force completes the transition to a civilian-led, independent police oversight body and brings Saskatchewan's police oversight regime into line with most other Canadian jurisdictions. The entity was initially created back in April 2021, with a goal of being fully functional by fall of that year. Staffing challenges due to COVID-19 extended that deadline, but SIRT has since been operating in a limited capacity. One example includes the investigation into the death of Miles Sanderson, the man responsible for Massa's stabbing in the James Smith Cree Nation and the community of Weldon. Sanderson died while in police custody, and SIRT is working with the Saskatoon Police Service during the investigation of his death. Another example from October 2022 sought the Regina Police Service along with SIRT to investigate an officer-involved shooting in Saskatoon. The people of Saskatchewan rightly hold their police officers to a high standard, said Public Complaints Commission Executive Director Greg Goudelot. Goudelot is originally from Saskatchewan, but also spent 4 years as Assistant Executive Director of the Alberta SIRT program. Previously a lawyer in Alberta, Goudelot worked as Crown Prosecutor and as a defense counsel. A fully operational SIRT ensures that serious incidents involving Saskatchewan police will be investigated through an independent and transparent process designed to ensure a fair and high-quality investigation for all those involved, he said. SIRT investigations in this province will cover municipal police officers, RCMP, and special constables such as Highway Traffic Patrol and conservation officers. Under legislation, SIRT must also include Indigenous representation by appointing First Nations or Métis community liaison officers for matters involving people of such ancestry. Transparency is an important factor for SIRT, and summaries of investigations will be published online for public consumption. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt _SKTODAY. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca.